Nicht, was da wie Maria Kommunikation ist, das ist nicht, was da hier ist, Shana, das ist ja schon ein paar. Okay, we are in the middle of Hilchos Kol Moed Chazara, packet Vav. And we were discussing driving a car on Chol HaMoed. In the Rav Sternbach, and we discussed that whether that's called the Malachas Umar or not. So he says, "Bistaber," that it's not a Maisum, even though not everyone could drive. But it's not an umlis. Any hedyot, any Tom, Dick, and Harry, as we say, and could learn, most Tom, Dick, and Harrys could learn how to.
A lot of 17-year-olds have their license.
That's pretty young, no? Hey. Somebody came over to me. Recently, they opened up an organization in Eretz Yisrael for people who lost a family member, Chas V'Shalom, in a car crash, and to try to sort of help them out. And the whole organization in Eretz Yisrael. He came to my house. He played a video for me, and whole educate people. It's They say more people, Chas V'Shalom, die in car crashes and there's just and then, maybe war and other things. It's a very serious matter. So something has to be taken very seriously. That's why I tell me that if you want to drink on Purim, you can drink on Purim, but don't drive. If you're gonna drive, then don't drink. If you're gonna drink, then don't drive. And that's the subject. Okay, so now we said that there's a halacha, question seven, about getting paid for a malacha, a cholamoid. Right? In other words, even though certain malachas are mutter, Chol HaMoed, but maybe if you can get paid for them, that's more chomer. So that's what he says here. Nevayah on page 19, the bottom right. Nevayah b'zeod, dinei ha-malachas ha-mutaras l'tzarech ha-moed, halo, it's only to do malacha for somebody for free. But if you're going to charge for it, so that's the Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't, that you can't do. Hayinu b'chinam v'lo b'schach k'vur b'Shulchan Aruch pashas ha'poel gufa also lo lavod b'chol mo'ed l'kabel schach. So then, but you shouldn't pay for something. You shouldn't take money for something. But say you need something for Tzorech HaMoed. You have a problem with the electricity and you need a Maisa Uman. The Uman Shomer Torah Mitzvahs Lo Yavo, even Shomer Asu Lo Lavod Tzemur Schar. Because he's not allowed to work for Schar. And he's not going to work for free. So what is it? So what do you do? So if you have a pole, so you only have to get an electrician who's poor. You can only get a poor electrician. So you have to. There should be a section in the yellow pages, poor electricians. So you could look up and get it. So it's not so practical. So he says, Mikara Amarti, so Rav Shermuch writes, Sh'asulo likach skar, you can't take skar for work. He says that's maybe it's only full skar. Although, in other words, you can't take skar for the job, but you're allowed to take bitul hachofeshulo. In other words, that he wanted, he has a day off. It's called a moed. He wants a day off. So the fact that you're, so he could charge a little bit for that. It can't be the same amount that he would charge during a weekday, but he could charge a little bit for that he's doing on a cholamot. So he has to make it cheaper than he would normally do it during the rest of the year. To show that he's not doing it for the avoda, for the job, he's doing it for the bittul of his chayfish.
But why is he focusing on whether he's a Shomer Torah mitzvahs or not? What difference is it?
No, because if he's out of Shomer Torah mitzvah, so then he'll work. It doesn't matter that he'll work.
Why? You say he's asking for him to work on Chol HaMoed, even if he's not a Shomer Torah mitzvah.
Right, but the Shomer Torah mitzvahs won't work. He'll work for you because it's not a Shomer Torah mitzvah. Yeah. Okay, but let's use the other example, the Pole Sheino Mayocho. So he says, Maspik Sheyozil Basara or Esri Machus, 10% or 20% Cholamoid discount for working on Cholamoid. Muvad Sheyinikar Chavar Hamoid, Sheyino Ovid Bishvil Schar. Says, Uvdil Cholamoid. So, but if you could get a guy, then maybe that's better. If there's a pack of poil on the Shein Lumay Yochal, so that would be the best. So then he's allowed to work at Chol HaMoed because he's a Lumay Yochal. So that's what he thought originally. Meikara, Martin. Then he says, but maybe he had another idea. Of the Malachar Iyad Nirin Lani as Daiti Shein Hechrech to also the Poyal Lidrosh Scharo Kirabil Bimei Chuf Shos of Chol Moed she also Malach on Tzach Moed Shos he Isru al Abal Abayis she Tzorech Lavatzei Eiz Avod of Chol Moed Yaseh Ba'atzmo or Idei Acher Bechinam but really a Chol Moed the Abal Abayis should either do it the Malach or get someone to do it for free she Lizkor Poyal in Chol Moed. In other words, it could be the Iker Isser is on the Baal HaBayis who's hiring. So, of a host of Mavi, the Hainu, the Shirelia, the Chena Shirelim Shchar. For Paul Shadorshin, Menel Avot, Bavoyin, Tzach Bavoyin, Mutul Eldor Shcharo. Mavir Hushachai with Dr. Shefshal Oliskor. While Paul Gufa in a five Mavod Bukhinim. So he says, while Paul Shadoshim Menel Avod Bemoid Lutzach Moid Mutulot. So he says the Iker Isser is what is on the Baal HaBayis. So he has to do B'chidam. But he says, well, Paul Shadoshim Menel Lavod, but it could be that if that the pearl, maybe the pearl's a lot of ask for Scar, just the Baal HaBayis is not allowed to orchestrate. Maybe it's only on the Baal HaBayis, not on the on but not on the pile? That was a question. So if it's on the only on the Baal HaBayis, but the pile asks him, so then he has to give him. Okay, that's a possibility.
Did we discuss about Yeshiva Bachrim who run Chol HaMoed activities? They need a lot of schleppers, a lot of sadranim, you know, all kinds of workers. And they get Bachrei Yeshiva who are very willing to do this, and you shouldn't pay him?
Chol HaMoed, right?
They're all Chol HaMoed activities from people.
Right. So what you're saying, what's the heter for Yeshiva boys? Okay, so we're gonna get to that.
I don't remember if we discussed it then.
Yeah, okay. Because the question is that does it apply to things that are the kids there, you know, they're not doing malachas necessarily.
Well, there's certainly the rabbanons. I mean, but they're not masa uman. They're certainly not masa uman.
Okay, so let's see. If by the time we finish the chazara, we didn't get to it, then we'll have to see. Okay. Question 8. By any initial assumption of a taxi, b'chol ha'moed. What about using a taxi, b'chol ha'moed? On page 20. Page 20 on the left side. Nirush al Inyan Skiris Taxi, the last paragraph in the Siman Kuf Nun Hey. Nirush al Inyan Skiris Taxi B'moiv, a Nog Yehudi, a Yisod, a Kong Lahati, a Shizbiz, a Havla, the May Hashimish B'mechon Yitzatzma. In other words, the taxi driver is charging you, it's not only for his work, but he's also charging for the wear and tear on the car. Or the skira, the basically you're using the car. Skira chon itatzma, skara in a mavurim, sochar taxi my nog yachet. So in other words, it's a double thing. You're hiring the car and you're hiring the person. Whenever you call a taxi, it's a dual thing.
That's havla.
Yeah, because now he's
the wear and tear on a 5 mile ride is very minimal on a car. You're gonna charge $20 for it.
Right. So he's saying that's what he wants to suggest that maybe it's even if it's $2 for the car and $18 for the person. Gas tolls. Okay, mm-hmm. That's what Jacob Silberger said. Yeah, he's charging for the gas also. That's what Jacob is saying, and Jake Silberger. So far, taxi, no, yeah, if I don't know, I'm going to get into it, but so far, I die by Malone, or the Punduk, the Shabbos. So far, Heather, rather. If you, what about a hotel?
You're not doing a malacha by staying in a hotel.
Yeah, but Yesh Havla B'dmei HaNikayon HaKeder V'Achlofes Dinim Chadoma.
That's a malacha.
So it was they're doing for you. They're what are they doing for you? They're cleaning the room. They're carpeting, they're doing laundry, they're doing all these things.
And Cholamai, they're doing laundry?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Cholamai. They're doing laundry. They're doing laundry on Shabbos, right?
That's mutter. They can do laundry for you on Cholamai.
I don't know. I can't imagine the hotel is not going to do laundry for the whole week.
It's yeah. If it's a Frum hotel, they're not going to do laundry.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in the hotel business.
Vacuuming.
Yeah. Vacuuming, but not vacuuming.
So that's a malacha. Using electricity on Chol Hamoed is brief, what pressure is it not? Bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll see. So that's what And what about, so the taxi says maybe it's a flaw, that was question 8. And a bonus poel b'schar is, he discusses maybe the issue is only on the Baal HaBayis, not on the poel, or maybe it's on both, and then he would have to only pay, he could only charge the amount that his schar batala, that he's taking, he's losing his vacation time is not for, so it had to be like he said 10%, 20% lower than the and then question 11 in initial tikkun mulacha l'tzarach ochel nefesh. But that's kuf nun vav. It says b'tikkun kol sugei machshirim kol mog sheish tzarach l'kach. So you're hiring someone to cook for you to do a chol nefesh. Your Allah has a few extra ba'akum of Israel Bechinim, put them on the first list for Yehudim, Masaki, and Lava. Because you have a restaurant, so he's cooking, he's Tarakha Cholafish is mutter, but follow mind. And you can pay for it. So Tikunim and Marechas Hagez and Makar Shainim El Bachshira El Cholafish. So if it already broke down a week ago and you were waiting till Chol Hamoed, that you can't do. But if it broke down on Chol Hamoed, the freezer, the fridge, then you can hire an Uman. Because Ochel Nefesh is another heter for in the Chol Hamoed.
Probably electricity, the same thing, though, because if electricity goes out,
yeah,
you're going to have the fridge. Fridge's going to be affected anyway.
Yeah. So Ochel Nefesh is another heter of Chol Hamoed. And then he discusses, what about Anas HaGuf? What's the story with Hanas HaGuf?
Some hold that is Ochel Nefesh, the Hanas HaGuf.
Right, Hanas HaGuf maybe is Ochel Nefesh. Merchat Shalyachit. Everyone has a shower in their house. So that's to fix that, that could be also mutter. So to fix the shower. She's a fitzer chokhol nefesh mamsh. That can be a chokhol nefesh also. So that's number 13. I'm sorry, Amir La'akum Lefes Uman Vatsach Amoid. So what's the din of Amir La'akum with the Lefes Uman? So he says, so is there a din of Amir La'akum? By Malachis. Amir La'achum by Malachas Uman. So that's a question, what he said. It's Malachas Uman that's done by a goy.
Weren't we bothered by this? Like, why the Amir La'akum should be elsewhere still?
Right. He says here, Chenir the Marisha Eshel Mamaki Hedyot. So that's the question. Is there a din of Amir La'akum by Maisa Hedyot as Tzor Chamoed? Or maybe the din of Amir La'akum wasn't said in such a thing. I mean, Amir La'akum was definitely said on Chamoed. But if it's really Tzor Chamoed, the only issue is that the Maisa Uman. So then I think we might have said that then it becomes a question. Okay. So maybe it's more cow when you have a guy, even though there's an issue of Amir La'akum. But the question is whether Amir La'akum apply for Tzorach Moed. Tzorach Moed, that it's a Maisa Uman is normally Yasser. But since it's Gedon Al Yidei Goy, that could be a question. Okay. For to attain the very Hamakadesh Israel, the Indian Kasiva Seva Torah B'chol Moed. What's the deal about it? Kasiva Seva Torah B'chol Moed. So that's a Maisa Uman, right? Seems to, yeah. So he says, well, the Gemara says, "Afilu hagia osachas is usher." Says, "Mayim sefer Torah shal hatzibur." I'm quoting now from Rav Harfenis in Kaddish Yisrael on page 22. Shem mekayim bar mitzvah k'siv sefer Torah, but shenki yochid on the mitzvah k'siv sefer Torah latzmo. In Russia, k'mo shemutu lo luchtav latzmo mezuzus. But he says that this mitzvah you can do later. If it's for your purpose of doing, writing a Sefer Torah, you have your whole life to do that. You have your whole life, so there's no pressure to do it now. So far, it's a problem. And the Magen Mishnah argues. If it's your own tzorach, because you're doing a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, then maybe it should be okay, because it's Tzorach Mitzvah. And the Magen Mishnah argues. What about to write tefillin? Page question 16. Divrei Mekadesh Israel lichtov tefillin at Tzorach Bar Mitzvah. They hired the sofer that he should the boys become Bar Mitzvah after Chol HaMoed. So they have to finish off the tefillin. So the Farfan says, Bechina mutter. Okay, lo yivach eschar al yimei Chol HaMoed. So if you need it for the mitzvah, then you can do it. Because there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. So even though it's going to be a ma'isa uman, but you need the tefillin. So even though maybe you should have ordered the tefillin much far in advance of a PK.
Let's say it was, you know, after Pesach, right?
Yeah. So it's
delay.
Yeah, but still, okay. He delayed, but and the guineas, you still need it. So he says, really, whatever he works on Chol HaMoed, he shouldn't charge for. Okay. It's not so simple, but yeah, that's what there's, yeah. What about to check the mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed? So he says, Manafsho, if the mezuzahs are kosher, so then he doesn't have to do any malacha. If it's psul and he has to do a ma'isa uman, so then, but he's doing it for a mitzvah. A chiyuv mitzvah. So then that's mutter, even a ma'aseh uman. Number 18, can the children draw pictures? As far as this, discussing this, all these things. But he says it's a harvest, right? It's not a nice omen. Kids are just having fun. Because Rav Chaim Kanevsky says that it's Roy L'chanek Yeladim from age 4 upwards that they shouldn't draw a Chol HaMoed. I don't know. Rav Harfen says Tzarki, and Sheikh Olam Asbel Hem Sha'anosam Mizeh, Machshivul Tzarech HaMoed, whom the kids, what are the kids going to do the whole day of Chol HaMoed? Believe me, the kids' drawing is not a Maisa Uman. So it's a pure Maisa Hedyot, and it's Tzarech HaMoed. So I wouldn't stop a kid from drawing on Chol HaMoed. Well, you want to make signs of Chol HaMoed that there's going to be a face of Shalom Zachar, you know, or Shabbos Chol HaMoed. My son's Shalom Zachar was in the Sukkah. My first son's. Because my son was born on. Well, my oldest son was born in Chol HaMoed Sukkos. The bris was Erev Shabbos Brachos. And the Shalom Zachar was in the Sukkah, but it's good because we're in the Lower East Side. The Lower East Side has communal Sukkos. So you can have a big Sukkah. And that's everyone can come to the Sukkah for the Shalom Zachar. So it worked out well. If you don't have a communal Sukkah, so it's not so simple, the Shalom Zachar and Chol HaMoed. So it works out well. The Lower East Side is where my in-laws live. So we had a, Shalom Zachar and the Sukkah. So could you print signs? So he says, yeah. He said, why are there Rosh Matai? Yeah, Hasimcha. I said, Mutar. But she ain't can suit his bar mitzvah. She a day bar mitzvah. May Rosh also have a little hakim she's also. Because if you write it with your handwriting, it's a malachas hedyot, then for sure it's okay. Or Misha Nolod Lobas Oref Kiddush. You got a baby girl and you want him to have a Kiddush. So you could write with your handwriting. Okay. Question is, the signs we have today with computers, is that considered, like they have here Shabbos signs, right? They tell you the whole, is that a Maisa Uman?
No.
Yeah, that's what it says. You can make such a sign.
So that's a preset sign, Shabbos. Even the first time, maybe
it's wrong. I can't do it, but I can't do anything. But
that's not hard.
Is that hard? So you say that's a Maisa Hedyon when they put these signs up, what time Shachris is, and what time Shal Shudas is. And what
signs
here. So, yeah, the YU, the YU signs that they have every week. So are those Maisa Uman or Maisa Hedyon? You think they're Maisa Hedyon?
They just changed
numbers, but
maybe the...
What do you have to do to make those
sites? The website, even easier than it used to be, because now you just click something, it would be like a template link, and then you just write the words, and it just generates for you.
So you just click something.
You put in the times, but maybe you can do it with something that's already preset. So it says you want it to look like this, and you say, yeah.
So you're saying any headjet could do it. I guess I'm not even considered a headjet.
It's a headjet of a certain age.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
A college headjet.
Yeah, no, my kids obviously know more computers than, you know, my 8-year-old knows more than I do with computers. Yeah. I was in the generation that we went to school, we handed in our papers, handwritten.
What?
The blue book.
The test.
We didn't have hand typed reports, things like that. Everything was handwritten. Okay. Okay. And then Tain had the Gara Saramban, the Indian Dogra Ovid. Where is that? Where's the quote Ramban? Says Kaddish Shmuel Rosh Chof Tess Omud Tov Aleph. Yes, you also get the Dover over who called Dover Shadam Rogel Troch Avoda Shalom Yavdena. Because anything that person is going to Rogel to do, so he shouldn't lose out. Hachanami Derchel Adam Lutroch, Aesin Choso, Avor Hashtathus Mishpachto. So therefore, to make sure you have the signs up so people will come, is a davar avad, because people won't know about it, right? If you don't make the signs. So maybe that's even considered a davar avad. And then it would be mutter even if it's a maisa uman, right? So we're saying, you guys are telling me that the signs today that they make is no big deal. You're saying it's even a nicer hedge of these signs. These printed signs that they put up here. What about the colored signs? As well. Yeah.
Some signs.
So they have the sign. What about the signs of the buildings?
Some signs, I think.
You mean to make a wedding invitation? That's a Maisa Uman. Yeah?
It might just take more time. A normal person would hire somebody
to get make a wedding invitation or a mitzvah invitation. You're not going to do it with your own computer at home. So that would be so you have a wedding invitation, so you'll do it a whole night.
Does it matter that the printing, the ones when they make the Shabbos signs here, like it's a printing and stuff like that? The Shabbos signs are very big, right?
Yeah, the Shabbos signs are big, yeah. So
that means they have to have a printer that most people probably don't have in their own homes. Like, I couldn't, even if I could make this sign on a computer, I couldn't then print it out because I don't have a printer like that. Like, that's
a
professional printer. Even though the actual...
But if you would have had such a professional...
I just click print.
Maybe... Right, because you don't have such a printer, you say. But right. If you would have a printer, you just press the button. No grace of chasma.
Right. It just happens to be that they print out...
It happens to be that they have these big machines. You don't own these big machines.
But I feel like that's part of Uman. That's part of
I mean, so that's part of Uman getting those big machines.
There are some people who wash houses. I can wash a house behind a power washer, meaning someone who washes houses. So they
well, can you do wash a house?
Say maybe let's pretend someone who cleans windows, like a sidewalk. That's good. Yeah. Someone who, like, they power wash the sidewalk.
Power wash the sidewalk. So you can
do it.
You can do it, but you don't have the equipment.
That's right. There are people who mow with lots of lawns and like landscaping and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I could do it, but I don't have all the equipment.
I hear. Maybe so. If you need special equipment, maybe that's called my Uman, because only the Uman has that special equipment. Even though, if you would have that special equipment, you're saying you could press the same button that the guys.
How about like shoveling the snow?
Shoveling the snow.
I can shovel the snow with a shovel.
Or you
can get a
snow blower. You need to shovel the snow with a snowblower.
In terms of like the actual vice, it's just push it. It's not hard, but only, I mean, absolutely people have snowblowers.
So in their head.
They're more powerful.
More cabin. The Hedyotos also have it.
But if you hire a company.
That's why it's good to live in a building. If you live in a building, then you don't have the achrayus of shoveling snow. The super has to. I don't know if there's any Hanar on shoveling snow. Shoveling snow can be very dangerous, you know, for an older person for sure, and never to shovel snow. But even for the heart, you know, it's not healthy. Okay, so we have finished now the Chol HaMoed part. I mean, we're going to go. We still have more packets of the Chol HaMoed that we didn't do yet. So I still have to get back to you. There's a packet of Baron about just getting the payment. So we're going to hopefully do that. And okay, we have four more questions. We can do those on the Yonah Dioma of Dal Parshas. Okay. So tomorrow is Thursday. Wow, the week goes fast. Tomorrow's Thursday, so we have Shir at 11. That's a show.
Partial
11:30. Okay. And then I assume that we'll finish, and then by, I guess, Monday we should have like the communal chazara, you know, Monday, and then Tuesday we'll go on with the next packet. It's packet. Okay, so have a good day, all.
Kultuv,
everybody. Aaron, Kultuv. Ferrari?